When the little party had reached an open space in the woods, her companions ran about enjoying themselves, but Susan sat on the grass, wishing she were at home, confessing her fault. After a while, Rose cried out, "Let us make a crown of violets and put it on the head of the best girl here. It will be easy enough to make the crown, but not so easy to decide who is to wear it," said Julia. "Why, Susan is to wear it, of course," said Rose. "Is she not said to be the best girl in school and the most obedient at home?" "Yes, yes, the crown shall be for Susan," cried the other girls, and they began to make the crown. It was soon finished. "Now, Susan," said Rose, "put it on in a very dignified way, for you are to be our queen." As these words were spoken, the crown was placed on her head. In a moment she snatched it off and threw it on the ground, saying, "No crown for me. I do not deserve it." The girls looked at her with surprise. "I have deceived my grandmother," said she, while tears flowed down her cheeks. "I altered the mark she put in the stocking, that I might join you in the woods." "Do you call that wicked?" asked one of the girls. "I am quite sure it is, and I have been miserable all the time I have been here." Susan now ran home, and as soon as she got there, she said with a beating heart, "Oh, grandmother, I deserve to be punished, for I altered the mark you put in the stocking. Do forgive me. I am very sorry and unhappy." "Susan," said her grandmother, "I knew it all the time, but I let you go out, hoping that your own conscience would tell you of your sin. I am so glad that you have confessed your fault and your sorrow." "When shall I be your own little girl again?" "Now," was the quick reply, and Susan's grandmother kissed her forehead.